thing on the agenda is committee substitute for Senate Bill 24, an act relating to penalties for assaulting a peace officer, firefighter, or other emergency responders.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the bill out of committee with a unanimous two-pass recommendation.
No, I object. Just for the sake of, I was contacted, and I just wondered if it would be proper to act, add the words correctional officer.
What line is that?
Well, probably after peace officer, because correctional officer is a peace officer.
I wonder if that should be a rules committee amendment on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Make an amendment, just add the words correctional officer after the word peace officer, because in the case of a jailbreak or something like that, they respond and same thing.
Would that be in the title too?
Yes.
We can put it after firefighter, and then I don't have to appear in the title. If you don't want to, you can make a title change.
Rather than going through the committee substitute bill, wouldn't it just be as easy to have a rules committee amendment on the floor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why I say so. Rather than make it a committee substitute, if we put it after a firefighter, that might.
Well, I would move we adopt that amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Would you withdraw your first motion?
Yes.
Withdraw that. Motion is to pass that committee substitute for Senate Bill 24 Judiciary Amended Rules.
Right.
All those in favor signify by raising the right hand.
We had a correctional officer.
Okay, next one is committee
decided.
Yes. Next one is committee substitute for Senate Bill 86, an act relating to compensation for victims of violent crime.
Tim? I have a question here, Mr. Chairman. Did the Finance Committee, did they do anything? They didn't. They didn't consider our letter of intent?
Yes, they did.
Did they have no objection to that?
No, the only change was the addition of the paragraph creating the fund, because what we ultimately want to do through the process of penalties and work release income from prisoners may take other legislation is to try to get the offender judges more conscious about paying into the general funds of this into an account for violent crimes compensation.
In other words, you're making a dedicated fund that isn't one.
For the record, the respondent was Senator Joseph.
I would move it out with a due pass with the judiciary letter of intent attached.
All those in favor signify by raising your right hand. Unanimous sword. The next bill is committee substitute for Senate Bill 152, Finance, an act relating to budget for the state and bills related to the budget. Senator Johnson, would you care to take the stand and if there are any questions by members, possibly you may have the answers. Are there any?
I think the concept was discussed in the Joint Rules Committee a week ago, so that the members are familiar with it. March 17th is the deadline on executive orders for the spring executive orders. this bill would give Governor Sheffield the framework he has asked for in the words he has used in the executive order to create OMB, but it also legislates requirements on fiscal note preparation, which protects the legislative interest of timely and accurate fiscal note.
Move it out with individual recommendations.
Before you do that, are there anybody else that would like to testify on this bill? No, it's a...
Just a statement, Mr. Chairman. This bill obviously is closely intertwined with SSCR1, and I support this bill. My only reservation is that I think this bill should be passed through the process before we pass SSCR1.
Hopefully, we'll do that.
In order now?
Yes.
It's individual recommendations.
All in favor, raise your right hand.
I did.
I'm a little wreck. I have to study my Ouija board.
No other business to come before the body will adjourn.